If your furnace or boiler isn't keeping up with cold weather, call Bonfi. They have regular rates from 7 in the morning to 10 at night. There is always a live person to take your call 24/7. Bonfi technicians are trained and certified. Their trucks are stocked with parts so they can get your heating system up and running again quickly and right. If your furnace and boiler is on its last leg and needs to be replaced, Bonfi can install a new one for you. Installations can happen as soon as the same day. Bonfi is a family-owned and operated business, been in business since 1993, licensed, bonded, insured. Any equipment Bonfi installs comes with a lifetime warranty. You'll never have to worry about your heating system again for as long as you live in the home. If your heating system needs service or needs to be replaced, better call Bonfi. Save $200 off a new furnace or boiler installation when you tell the folks at Bonfi you heard about it from John Krasinski.
It is the evening of March 3rd, 2021. This is Preps Today with John Millay. We have some optimism. We have sunshine. We have vaccines on the way. We can't wait to get back to unfettered sports. This show is part of the TalkNorth.com podcast network. Please follow us on Twitter at TalkNorthPod. See all the shows across the network as they are released and however you listen to us, wherever you listen to us. Please rate us, like us, subscribe, recommend us. Let us know how we're doing. We do appreciate it. John, let's get right to the obvious topic for today. It's been a long year.
It has been a long year, Jim. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of the day when high school sports died in Minnesota, at least went into a coma. And have I told you I'm a big fan of Johnson & Johnson? I just want to put that out there.
I agree.
I've always liked the Johnsons. They're good people.
I like both Johnsons, the way
both
I said.
Both of them, Johnson and I. Yes. I don't have a problem with either
and
one.
And honestly, John, before we get into sports here, I can't tell you how many times I do radio hits around the state and I have conversation. Yeah. And I can't tell you how many times people have asked me about sports, the future of sports. I'm like, we're the United States of America. If we decide to vaccinate everybody, we can vaccinate everybody. We will find a way. We built up a World War II fighting machine in a matter of months. Sure. That won a world war on 18 different fronts across the entire, we can do it if we want to. And now we're actually doing it.
Yeah. I loved what Dolly Parton said as she got her vaccine. She said, I'm old enough and I'm smart enough to get vaccinated.
Yep.
So yeah, it was fantastic. So
I can't wait.
Yeah. It's been almost a year. March 12th of last year was the second day of the girls state basketball tournament ended up being the final day. We had 2 days instead of four, and a week later there was no boys state tournament. So just earlier today I posted a story on John's Journal. Go to mshsl.org, scroll down to John's Journal. I just kind of looked back to those days, you know, what's kind of taken place since, and where this whole thing started, and you know, clearly better days are ahead. You know, I was looking back through some old photos, and I found one of what I realized was my first face mask. I had, you know, I have this old blue bandana. I had it in my back pocket. I pulled it out, tied a knot, and put it over my face. That was my first face mask. And, you know, my wife and I bought masks. She made a couple with the sewing machine. A whole bunch of schools around the state have given me masks. I don't know how many masks I have, but it's probably in the 50 to 60 ballpark, you know. Then that's just become a part of our life. But like I said, the good news is things are getting better. We're going to have winter state tournaments here starting next week, and the first winter state tournament sports wise will be March 12th. No, it'll be March 10th. When we have alpine skiing up north at Giants Ridge outside Bowabic, that'll be 363 days since the last state tournament day, that second day of the girls. So pretty much a year without any state tournaments, as everybody knows who follows high school sports. We had zero spring sports. Fall sports was a shortened season with section tournaments, but no state tournaments. So, and as we've talked about a lot here, Jim, in recent weeks, these winter state tournaments are going to be a lot different than what we're used to. There's going to be limited spectators. Masks are going to have to be worn by everybody in the place, including athletes in some sports. And some of the venues and schedules are different, but that's the good news. You know, we're going to have state tournaments here starting next week, going till into April. And I don't know if someone had told me a year ago what was coming down the road, I don't think we would have believed it, you know. And I tried to convey that in this piece I posted today. You know, we didn't know. And I took a passage from what I wrote March 12th, the day I came home from that thing, and about my friend Pat Ruff from the Rochester newspaper was wiping down the countertop at the sports pavilion with Clorox wipes he brought. And I was carrying a little bottle of hand sanitizer that I still carry now. And it was just like the unknown, the fear of what is this thing and what's happening to the world. And things have sure changed a lot, and we've been through some dark, dark times, the darkness is letting up, and that's a great thing.
It is, and I appreciate that perspective. Reminder, we want to thank our sponsors, Pizza Barn in Princeton, Bonfi Home Services, and Rudy Luther Toyota. If you'd like to advertise with this show or the network, you can reach Karen Cleary, the former Twins executive, now working with us at KCLEARY@talknorth.com. Thanks to our producer, Brandon Morton. And let's get to another intriguing topic here, Minneapolis hockey cheerleaders.
Yeah, you are correct. This is an intriguing thing. I learned about the cheerleaders for the Minneapolis boys and girls hockey teams a couple weeks ago. I wrote about them last week. I think we talked about them last week. And, you know, in the city of Minneapolis, there are 7 public high schools. So there basically is 1 boys hockey program and 1 girls. There just aren't enough hockey players at any 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 schools to have teams. So it's a Minneapolis team, and the cheerleaders are the same thing. They come from all 7 schools. And the cool thing about this is all these cheerleaders, they're competitive figure skaters. That's how this thing started 3 years ago. One of the parents asked if the figure skaters could just do a performance between periods. And they did, and everybody loved it. And they just kind of became a regular thing. They're very organized. And they're not allowed on the ice this year because of COVID rules. So they're in the bleachers having a great time. And they're the only people in the bleachers. The Minneapolis teams play their home games at Parade Ice Garden, just off downtown Minneapolis. And the Minneapolis district does not allow spectators at any of their home athletic events. So there's nobody there. I mean, it's the 2 teams, the, you know, essential personnel at the scorer's table and the PA, a trainer, and the cheerleaders. And they really do a great job. It was so much fun to hang out with them. And it's kind of really making the best of a weird situation where, if not for them, it's a pretty quiet arena during hockey games. I know the players appreciate it. And again, in this age of COVID, this was, you know, we're all doing our jobs differently. I'm not doing a lot of in-person interviews. I avoid it if I can. So this story, basically, that's how it worked. I did email interviews and went to one game and did shoot photos from a distance. But Ann Cross is the parent who started this thing 2 years ago. She had a son playing hockey and a daughter on the cheerleader who was a figure skater, now a cheerleader as a senior. So Ann and I corresponded via email. We talked on the phone. I gave her a list of questions to forward to the cheerleaders, and if any of them cared to answer, to respond to her. She forwarded answers to me. Worked out great, and I think I've landed on something here. We talked about these winter state tournaments coming up, and I just don't know, Jim. I may not attend any of these state tournaments. I just I think I can do my job without that, as much as weird as that sounds to me, because those are always the highlight of the year. But, you know, nobody's going to be doing any in-person interviews. And I don't write game stories. You know, I try to find angles that are kind of behind the scenes, and I can chat with somebody off to the side. And I'm not going to be able to do any of that. So I think I'll be watching them on streaming and on TV. And media is going to be very limited anyway. And a big part of my thinking is, it's why should I be able to go if a hometown reporter who's covered a team all year isn't allowed to go? Why the heck should I be allowed to be there? So I think that's probably what's going to happen. You know, we all just have to find, you know, we have to adjust how we do our jobs, no matter what it is. I'm happy to do that.
Well, I wouldn't be offended if you went. And the good thing is that most hometown reporters, They have everybody's phone numbers. They can get right. told to people. They can tell those stories. They will find the great thing right. about people in our business is, you know, most of them, and unless we, you and I both have covered high school sports. There's so many hardworking people with great connections. They will find a way to tell the yeah. stories even under difficult circumstances.
That's right. And I've talked to a lot of you know, smaller town media people, newspaper people from around the state and bigger towns. And once they realize why this is happening, they get it. You know, there's still people who are upset about it, but by and large, I'd say 85-90% of everybody understands, you know, they'll say to me, well, I've been in, you know, gyms all year watching this basketball team, this gymnastics team. And I can't be at Target Center. I can't be at XL Center, much bigger places. And the answer is always, well, we're going with what the, you know, officials from the state tell us. And for every media person that's allowed in, that could mean one parent is not going to get a ticket. You know, it's 250 people besides essential workers. And that means officials and, you know, scorers table and those kinds. So it's a limited number of spots. And once I have that conversation, like you just said, I said, you know, most of these papers, they're not on nightly deadlines. They've got cell phone numbers for everybody. It's just, you know, I think we just all have to adjust. I'm really grateful that most everybody I've heard from gets it, you know, and once we get past it, I know everybody's going to say, okay, that wasn't so terrible. I still was able to do what I wanted to do. And, you know, it's the way of the world right now. I think this is going to be the worst of it for spring sports. I think everything's going to be better. It's outside. We're not going to have a lot of these limitations. So once we get through these winter tournaments, you know, knock on wood, everything's great.
Yes. Great perspective as always. We're going to get to a big streak, sportsmanship. We're going to thank a ref. We're going to finish up with good stuff as we always do. We do want to thank Pizza Barn in Princeton, pizzabarnprinceton.com.
Always great things going on at the Pizza Barn, Jim. And we always talk about how community-minded that business is in Princeton. Here's a great example from earlier this week on Tuesday. They donated 20% of all the proceeds from 4 to 8 p.m. to Princeton's early childhood program. Not only that, they had preschool staff at the Pizza Barn from 2 to 4 to answer questions from families. You know, I'm sure everybody was wearing a mask just to say hi. You know, you got a child who's going to be in this program coming up. Here, these are the people. And so that was dine in, call in, or online orders. 20% of all the proceeds at the Pizza Barn that day went to the early childhood program in Princeton. That's just fantastic. And we talked about their Lent specials, $2 off a white pizza, $2 off a garden pizza. They got a great $9.99 fish and chips dinner with a fried dill pickle on the side. And we're thrilled that Jody and everybody at the Pizza Barn are part of our podcast.
Yes. We also want to thank Bonfi Home Services and Rudy Luther Toyota, who is sponsoring the Cheryl Reeve Show and several shows across the network.
Whether you are looking for a new Toyota or pre-owned vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota has something for everyone. Every vehicle comes with a Luther Advantage. 10 cents off fuel and car wash discounts at holiday stations, Luther Advantage warranty, and 5-day return policy on pre-owned vehicles. Located just 5 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis, off 394 and General Mills Boulevard. And they're also hiring. Want to join the team but don't know where to start? Visit RudyLutherToyota.com today.
All right, let's get to the big streak in Sauk Center.
Yeah, Jim, there's a big story in Sauk Center. I was going to be there Monday night, and we had a little wrench thrown into my plans. Scheduled for Monday night was a girls basketball game in Sauk Center with the team from Bold High School down in Olivia, the visiting team. And I was just about to get in the car. From my house, it's about 2 hours to Sauk Center, right up I-94. I was 10, 15 minutes away from getting in the car. I was getting my bag put together. And I got an email from Scott Bergman, who's the girls basketball coach and the athletic director at Sauk Center, telling me the game had just been canceled. They were having some COVID issues at Bold, so they were not playing that game. And that's happened a lot this winter. We haven't heard about a lot of these, but it's gone on, and it happens. So instead of going there Tuesday night, I was going to go Tuesday night. That's right. I'm planning to go next Monday, and here's the story. I just learned about this recently, but the Sauk Center Main Streeters, the girls basketball team, they have won 99 consecutive home games. It's been a state record like for the last 20 games. So the next win at home will be 100. That's a streak that started in January of 2013. They have not lost a home game since. The boys' basketball record for consecutive home wins is 85 by those great Braham teams. That was from February of 2009 to February 2016. So the Main Streeters are on the cusp of 100 consecutive home wins. I've talked to the National Federation in Indianapolis, the national body for high school sports, and they have a record book. They don't have a record for home winning streaks in girls basketball, but they're going to start one, and this is going to be where they start. The record for boys, I think, is 128 or something. So we don't know what the national record is, but 99 in a row is really something. Now they just need to play another home game. So their opponent next Monday, this could be a tough one. It's Albany coming to town. Albany was unbeaten until Monday night. They lost at New London Spicer, also unbeaten. So as we talk today, Sauk Center's 13-0, Albany's 13-1. You really should be fun as the Main Streeters go for that 100th straight home win. And, you know, as a media person, as you know, hey, there's going to be a story no matter what happens. If they win, it's 100. If they don't win, the streak has ended. It's so I'm looking forward to that.
That sounds great. Let's go to sportsmanship.
Yeah, I always like good sportsmanship stories. This was a tweet from Kelly Braun, a nice person I know, down at Casson Manorville. Their hockey teams, it's a co-op with other schools in the area known as Dodge County. So they played it up at Princeton. I don't know where the game was, but the team in Princeton is another co-op, Princeton, Becker, and Big Lake. So they hosted the kids from Dodge County. And they had gifts and recognition for the Dodge County seniors at a game in Princeton. It must have been senior night in Princeton. And they went out of their way to do special things for the visiting team's seniors. And then to make it even more special, Kelly tweeted, a Princeton mom sang, in quote marks, sang the national anthem through sign language. So really memorable night. Way to go, everybody, with Princeton, Becker, Big Lake, and the Dodge County hockey team.
Couple more minutes left in this show. We want to recommend going back and at Preps Day with John Millay at TalkNorth.com. You can find last week's episode. We talked to Olympic gold medalist Phil Drobnik. It was a good conversation. I recommend checking that out. Let's thank a singing ref.
Yeah, another national anthem story, Jim. This was Tuesday night. This was before a hockey game between Orono and Mound West Tonka. Things happen sometime. The audio recording of the national anthem, there were glitches. They couldn't get it to play. So one of the officials, a guy named Chris Jessen, he lives in Minneapolis. He's a multi-sport official. I'm sure he's done this before. He grabbed the microphone and sang the national anthem.
Cool.
And I got a photo of it. They tweeted out some video. I know WCCO-TV was reaching out to Chris today for a little spot on the news. Yeah, way to go. Way to go, Chris, singing the anthem in a pinch. And I'm sure everybody enjoyed that. And it's quite a time for referees. You know, there's, you know, a percentage who are not working this winter because fears of COVID and maybe mask issues. And to see these guys and women who work so hard, some of them are doing a lot of games, more than they would in a normal year. It's a compacted season. And to see somebody like Chris say, here, give me that microphone, I'm going to sing that anthem, that's really terrific.
That's so cool. All right, let's do some updates and finish up with some good stuff.
Yeah, we got a basketball update. This is news that Wayzata has clinched the Lake Conference Boys Basketball Championship. That in itself, maybe that's not a big deal, but they haven't done that since the 1986-87 season. And the team that has done that virtually every year is Hopkins. And Hopkins, I think the last time I looked at their record, they were 8-4. They're very good, but they play very good competition. So I know at Wayzata, which has had some really good boys basketball teams and girls teams too, that's pretty good for the Trojans to win their first outright Lake Conference title since 1987. Congrats to them. This is kind of the tweet of the week, Jim. This is from KROX Radio in Crookston. They cover high school sports all over the area up there. And I'll just read the tweet. It says, you can always tell a coach That's a history teacher by his post-game show comments. After Crookston made 17 of 21 free throws and beat Perham 60-43 to give Coach Darren Zimmerman his 100th career win, he compared his team's free throw shooting earlier in the year to the London Blitzkrieg of World War II. Here's the quote from Coach Zimmerman in Crookston. "The way we were shooting them before was like the London raids of World War II. It was just random." That's awesome.
That's beautiful. And by the way, I grew up going to museums. I lived on the East Coast for a while. We went to all the museums in New York and D.C. And frankly, I got to a point where I was like, okay, I've seen enough museums in my life. I'm tired of static museums. Yeah. I've been to Churchill's Bunker in London. I was there on a Viking trip. Fantastic. Oh, and you just get this great sense of how they lived, you know, how they shut down the entire city, no lights, everybody go into an underground bunker while they're getting bombed, not knowing whether the city would still be there when they came up. You know what? I think that was harder than wearing a mask.
I imagine it might have been bombs falling.
You're underground. You know what? I think they did it with, and nobody said, "I don't care about what everybody else is doing. I'm going to put my light on." Guess what? Everybody turned off their dang lights.
Let's go.
Not that I'm making any kind of grand point here.
I have no idea.
Completely random. That's all right. True. Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you for wearing a mask, and thank you for listening. I think good times are ahead here. Reminder, we have great shows all across the network. We have tons of good outdoor content. We also have people like Cheryl Reeve, Roy Smalley, Michael Russo, Anthony LaPanta, John Krasinski. Check out TalkNorth.com. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.